Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday with you, Joe O, Sammy P. Friday Feels coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll break down this week's NFL card as usual. Kelly in Vegas will be dropping by a little bit earlier than usual. She'll be here 10 a.m. Eastern as opposed to 11 a.m. Eastern. Things switching up a little bit. Tommy Lorenzo later on in the show. We'll go inside the room, see what's happening for college and NFL action, and a two-minute drill. Boy, speaking of drills, the Vikings got drilled last night. 37-10, your final score. Chargers, easy cover. That number was only 3. The over ends up hitting, goes over the total of 44.5. Sam, it was obvious early. We were not going to see any sort of a fight out of this Minnesota team. This is the opposite of the team that we saw just a year ago.
No doubt. Sometimes when the bottom falls out, there's no telling how far it can go. All I kept thinking about last night, the director of the broadcast, of course, if you don't work in this business, the director is the person who's in charge of how the game looks, how the broadcast looks. Well, guess who the director kept taking last night in the blowout? J.J. McCarthy. Just standing there with his hat on, looking like a deer in headlights. And you don't really need anybody to comment on J.J. McCarthy. You just look at it. You're like, this is a little weird because he looks healthy. The jersey looks nice and clean, definitely not dirty. What the hell? What is going on there?
I've been talking about it all week, man. Every person, we've had a few guests that cover the Vikings in some form or fashion or follow them very closely. And I asked them, they're like, I don't really know. I think it's not a soft benching. I don't personally, I think it is. I think they're worried to throw him back out there. And they not only want him 100% to make sure he's extra super prepared. Guys, he's got to be thrown into the fire. That's what it is. And there was a moment, wasn't it? Action was right by him on the sideline, and he literally jumped and got out of the way. It seemed just fine. It's like, that guy's hurt. He can't play. I don't get it. You had all of last year to prepare for this moment. They kept going on and on about how all offseason he was getting ready with KOC, and even last year when he was injured and Sam Darnold was running the show doing a great job, KOC would take time out of his busy schedule to meet with one-on-one, answer any questions. They would go over stuff. He's so prepared for this season, so ready for this moment. He's won at every level. He's done it all. Like, the hype machine was real, and it was churning all offseason. Not now. Can't find the hype machine. They don't want to talk about it. They're not telling us what's going on. They're making excuses. Well, you know, we just had a kid. Yeah, and so we're going to shut down now 2 years of this J.J. McCarthy experience as we try to figure things out. I don't understand. Here's what I do. I do understand, though, Sam. They're bad. The season is just about over. I know that sounds insane. We haven't even gotten to Halloween. I don't think that's crazy. Look at the schedule that's coming up. The wins that they probably marked down before the year are likely to be losses, or they're going to be underdogs in these games. They have a tough road ahead of them, and in the second half of the season, I think it's going to be clear that they are not a playoff team. I brought it up yesterday on the show, and I didn't see if they updated the number. They should have by now The updated win total was 7.5, and I think that is a clear underplay. Even at 6.5, probably, because the way this team is going right now and knowing the quarterback play, whether it's Wentz or McCarthy, I don't see this team making any sort of a run at a postseason.
I drank that McCarthy Kool-Aid all summer because I talked to not only one but two people around the team that said, no, he's legit. He's the real deal. And I fell for that, and that's my fault. And I came out on the show and said, let's bet them to make the playoffs, plus 105. They're one of the most talented teams in the NFC. And I think at their core, they are. But we have to understand how important quarterback play is in this league. And I just didn't think there was that big of a drop-off between Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. And I was wrong about that. It's okay to put your hand up and say I was wrong, because Darnold continues to thrive with another new team and another new system. Their defense is also very solid, but they also just can't – they can't be on the field 40 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And they can't be trailing every week. It's one thing when your offense can meet your defense and you're both on the same track moving together toward a common goal. But when your offense has 3 points in the first half and your coach is kicking a field goal down 21 points, why are you trying on that side of the ball? Effort is a huge deal in the NFL. And yeah, they got some guys banged up, but everybody does. I don't want to say, oh, well, the quarterback's hurt and the defense is hurt. The defense is relatively healthy considering how hurt it was early in the season. They just don't look like they care anymore. And you got Justin Jefferson in the second half not going up for jump balls and letting things bounce and hit the ground. And you're just like, all right, this team may quit. They may just pack it in. And I don't know when it is. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when that will happen, but it's a tough look. And we had the Vikings. I had the Jefferson over. Felt good at half. He had like 57 yards at half. Doesn't get over. I will say, you know, I had a whirlwind day yesterday, and we've had a very interesting week. Uh-huh. I got home last night. Jeez, I finally walked in the door about 8:15, dropped all my stuff, my suitcase, my coat bag, dropped it all off, turned the game on. And as I turned it on, Minnesota's scoring a pick six, and I'm like, all right, there we go. Oh, wait, let's check the replay. Oh, it hit the ground, and now you're about to get blown out. I'm like, all right, perfect. Here we go.
Interesting week is one way to put it. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But, yeah, and here's the thing. Like you said, hand up, I was wrong about McCarthy. We also haven't seen him in over a month. We don't know what he is, but reasonable minds can walk away from this current situation and say, okay, the team has more intel. They know more about McCarthy and the entire situation much more than any of us. So there's a reason that they're not putting him on the field. That in back-to-back weeks, he's the emergency quarterback. That when Wentz gets hurt last night, what was his name? Max Brosmer? They decide to go to him instead of J.J. McCarthy, who can play football. Because they said he can play football, they choose not to let him play football.
He's been in college for 6 years, and he started at University of New Hampshire. And you're like, oh, this is the kid who's going in before McCarthy? This is the one?
Nah, you're good. Yeah, that's bad, man. That's bad. 419 yards for the Chargers offense. They outgained the Vikings by 255 yards. They had 17 more first downs, as if all that wasn't enough. Over 200 rushing yards with their third running back of the year, Vidal Sassoon, whatever his name is. He comes in and he rips 117 at a touchdown. Ugly, ugly stuff for the Vikings. Good stuff for the Chargers, though. They bounce back. Nice win for them. It was much needed. A lot of their hobbled players were out there last night, so maybe they can get back to being the team they were the first few weeks of the season. The NBA season continues, and we had two games last night. Get back in the flow of that. Thursday night games, you have those high-profile matchups, just two games. And in each game, Sam, we had a star player put up 50.
50.
I guess we're going to call Gordon a star player. But yeah, SGA goes off for 55, a career high. Aaron Gordon goes for 50, and their loss at Golden State, but we had two games that had extra sessions. OKC wins in double overtime over Indiana, and Golden State in one overtime over Denver. Indiana, the dog covers over flies. Golden State, the favorite, covers over Flies.
SGA. I know that people don't think that he's a legit superstar. There are some people that still think that he's just this referee-aided guard that gets all the calls. He's almost automatic, though. If you go 15 feet and in, or even push it out to 18 feet and in, that jumper is almost automatic. In a game that has been moving away from the two-point shot, he's just so good. He gets to the free throw line, and he either makes the shot or he finds somebody else that will. He's a special player, man. Took a bunch of shots, though. He did, as I say that, he did take 26 free throws. Kind of a big number, 26 free throws. Made three of them. That's a lot of free throws for one player. But he's still very, very good in the mid-range game. And, you know, he's up there. They were showing a graphic opening night. Guys who have won the scoring title and the MVP and a championship. It's SGA. It's Shaq. It's Michael. It's Hakeem. I mean, that's pretty strong company for a very, very talented player. And the Thunder are going to win a bunch of games this year. That's not a hot take.
There are some sports books that have the MVP price for SGA as low as plus 145. BetMGM's still higher, plus 275, but the season just started, and a lot of books are not even offering 2-to-1 for him for MVP. And this is something you'll see guys go back-to-back. Voters aren't too worried about that going back-to-back, but already a big-time favorite there. So yesterday morning, everything with Billups, Rozier, Damon Jones, it was breaking. And you see all the quotes now, a nightmare for the NBA. And that's factually correct. This is a big-time mess, and the season just started. But there were some details that came out that, you know, we're on the air when this is breaking. The FBI's press conference was happening in the middle of our show, so we didn't catch all the details. I don't know if there's any nuggets or something that stood out to you, but for me, it was all about Billups. Once I was able to sit down and see all of the details that did come out, that surfaced from this, those poker games and using his celebrity to draw in professional poker players and just the way they rigged the poker games and how the mafia was involved, like getting some of those details, it truly was like a movie. It was fascinating. Movies that we probably loved growing up, just how they had X-ray equipment involved in these poker games. They had rigged card shufflers, marked cards. There were people wearing contact lenses and glasses that had sensors in them. Just the level that this got to, just to rig these poker games to steal from poker players, illegal poker games, which go on throughout this country every single day. Sam, it was fascinating to read, and Billups at the heart of this.
I just kept thinking all day. We got off the show at noon. I kept thinking about number two from Austin Powers with the eye patch when they're playing cards and he's able to see the cards through because he's got the X-ray goggle or the X-ray patch or whatever. I kept thinking about that and I kept asking myself out loud, who does number two work for? Like all day. That's all I kept saying to myself. I saw an asinine tweet from Jacina Anderson. Oh, I don't know if you saw that.
I'm surprised. Tweet? I'm surprised it would come from her. I did not see the tweet.
So she tweets yesterday in the middle of all this madness. Details are flying out. All this stuff is happening. And she tweets, got a text just now from an NBA GM regarding Chauncey Billups. He's one of the greatest humans I know. He will be fine. And then right after that tweet,
in jail?
You start connecting dots. He was bringing his friends, allegedly, by the way, allegedly. He was bringing his friends to rigged poker games and taking their money. How is he a great human? How do you tweet that yesterday?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Mike Florio says player prop betting's going to go away.
No, it won't.
We talked about – well, Adam Silver has gone on record. He's talked about it this week that he wants to dial it back. What do you think any of it will change? Like, we are already in an era where, okay, on the college level, you can't bet on the in-state teams, and they don't allow player prop betting in a lot of states in college. Do you think anything will change when it comes to the NBA?
No, I don't believe him for one second. And here's why. You want to talk about tone deaf? When I called my Lyft yesterday from the train station to my house, it said driver arriving in 6 minutes, destination NBA action with a DraftKings promo to bet $5 and get $300 if your first bet wins. And also you can get 3 months of League Pass on us. Use the promo code RIDE. $5 wins you $300. Of all days to have that promo on Lyft. You don't care. Don't even act like you care. It's so Oh, we're going to dial it back. I'm getting betting promos on my rideshare app yesterday.
Damon Jones, his involvement too. His involvement was selling the information. That's what's going to happen, especially these lower level guys. And this is someone who isn't at the lowest level, just getting the information, who's going to play, who's not going to play, which we know is so valuable. We don't bet the NBA a ton, but those that do, the most valuable information. Don't talk to me about analytics, matchups, this and that. Nope, none of that. Who's playing? Who's not playing? Getting the information of who's going to play but not finish the game and smashing those unders with prop bets. That's Rozier's involvement. He told people he's going to get out of that game, and he got out of that game after 9-10 minutes, and books stopped taking action on those player props. For Rozier, of all players. Fascinating story. There is certainly more to come there. More to come here. We've got Friday Feels. You're going to want to stick around. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, the vibes have been a thing this week. Not the best vibes, if we're being honest. If you listen closely, pay attention, gotten to know us over the years. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. It has been a long week, a little good, a lot more bad. First, the good. At least for me, on a couple of levels. The fall ball season ends tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. I had them out there practicing on Tuesday at the new complex in New Lenox. That's not too far from me because it's turf fields that we're going to be playing for tomorrow. Oh, my God, dude. Freezing. Like, my hands were frozen for about 45 minutes after we went inside. I woke up this morning. I look outside. There's frost over the grass. Like, that's the sort of elements that are now coming our way around this time every single year. But we have the championship game tomorrow. That's the good. Looking forward to that. Our rival, it's Orland Park, Sam. So it's been a very successful fall ball season. Our only loss is to Orland Park. Their only loss is to us. So the 1 and 2 seed meet tomorrow in the championship game. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a team party afterwards. That's the good. So spent part of the week, a good part of the week, preparing for that tomorrow. And also get to relax a little bit, have a couple month break once the season ends. And then there's the bad, which you know, it's just gotten to a point where we're not going to treat you guys like you're morons. We never do. And that's what we talk about. We're honest about Friday Feels, whether it's gambling or otherwise. This week, it's been a lot more about the otherwise. Like, it's been challenging for us to get excited, to be focused on betting on games, knowing what the future is. And that's what I want to get into. And we're not going to trash anybody. We're just letting you guys know, because we have received a ton of messages from, whether it's listeners or viewers or just people in the industry, friends that we've had a long time. And it's like, am I supposed to be responding to this? What do I say? But then the cat was let out of the bag with a press release. And I get it if you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. I'll let you know what I'm talking about in a moment. Because the reality is, like, where you find this information, the only people that really see it are people that are in the industry. Or maybe they'll see it somewhere on social if they care about industry information. If I was a listener to a radio show or, you know, a social show, I would not be following industry news on their info, their business. So I understand if you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. Here's the press release just to clue you guys in on what is going on. This was from 3 days ago. Cumulus Media's Westwood One and Odyssey today announced that the Infinity Sports Network will be rebranded as Westwood One Sports, effective December 29, 2025. This strategic move solidifies both companies as recognized leaders in national sports audio. Okay, let's move on to the next paragraph. Under this new partnership, Westwood One will assume programming and distribution for the majority of the lineup of syndicated sports programming, including the Jim Rome Show, anchoring the coveted 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern weekday slot. Odyssey will continue to produce popular BetMGM network programs, including You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, BetMGM Tonight, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, and additional weekend programming as part of the Westwood One Sports roster. BetMGM will remain a presenting partner and the exclusive sportsbook partner of these programs. So this has been out there for a few days. You're wondering, what does that mean? It means the end of BetSweats. That's what it means. We're still on the air. I mean, like I said, this press release was out there a few days ago. We intend on being on the air for the next couple of months. That is the plan. Plans do change. We're not the power brokers here. We don't make these sorts of decisions. If you listen closely, maybe you notice that we are not in the same sort of mood and energy as we usually are. We're doing our best to be pros, and we will continue to do that over the next couple of months. We're not looking for pity. We're just letting you know what's out there, and maybe some of you have already seen it. Some of you clearly have, because we're getting a lot of messages. Will you guys be doing something after this? I'm really sad about it, and we appreciate all of those messages. I'll just say this, and there will be time for goodbyes and all that. We would like to continue doing something. We haven't figured all that out. Our worlds have been turned upside down this week, and this has happened to many Americans, especially the last few years. Again, we're not looking for your pity. We're just communicating what is going on with the shows, and maybe you heard us make a couple of flippant comments, because it's just hard to completely avoid the elephant in the room, and this is what we are now referencing. That we got this information the other day. It's public, and so now we feel like it's fair to talk about. We're not going to criticize anybody in management or anybody that is staying on, that they chose to keep on. But if you like this content, make sure you follow all of us on social media. So whatever we end up doing, if it's something together, that would be awesome. You could still get that content, and you won't miss anything. So whether it's following Sam at SB Shoot on X, myself at Joe Ostrowski, other social media platforms, Instagram. I know Sam quit Facebook. I'm still on Facebook. I don't post much there. It's like one or two a year, but I'm still, you know, lingering there as well. It's just another way, another form of communication. We plan on being in this industry And we've developed a very loyal audience over the last 5 years, especially here. And some of you have been with me since my early SCORE days when I started interning, you know, in the early 2000s. I think I got my Twitter account like back in 2010 when I was a producer and a part-time host. But just want to pass everything along. So if something comes about, if you're following us on social media, you will find out about it. If you listen to the show live or watch the show on YouTube or whatever, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and then we can communicate via that way as well. So Sam, say whatever you want. I just, with this being public over the few days, I got the go ahead. So I figured we should say something instead of just ignoring these kind listeners and viewers that we have here that are reaching out to us and offering their thoughts and hopes that we can do something moving forward. We're not trying to ignore you. We've just been in a tough spot as far as addressing it this week.
No doubt. And it sort of goes without being said. You know, we have this meeting earlier in the week, and it's all right, nobody say anything. And then an hour after the meeting, I get a phone call from somebody who's a reporter asking if I'm safe. So I was like, Oh, okay, got it. So we're not saying anything, but people are reaching out. And then you got people from other networks. And because you're totally right. It's a very small community of people that follow the sports media and the sports betting media. But if you follow it, you know, you have an idea. I heard from people at multiple networks. Are you okay? Are you guys good? And to your point, what do you say? Like, are we supposed to say no? I don't know. So a lot of the responses I just said, stay tuned. But when you say stay tuned, obviously people know that if I was safe, I would just say, yes, I'm safe. So it's a tough juggling act for sure. I've been through it before. And Joe's right. You know, we mostly have been kind of walking on eggshells because we know that it wasn't our direct bosses who made this decision. This is how the corporate media world works. It's very, on a much smaller scale, it's very succession laden, right? This company merges with this company, and we're going to put these two companies together, but not everybody's going to make it. And a lot of you are going to fall into the lava. And that's just how it goes. When you have one network combining with a second network and it's consolidating and they're all coming together, not everybody's going to have a slot. And Jim Rome, didn't think I'd lose a job to Jim Rome, but here we are.
We didn't.
Well, kind of. I mean, if you connect some of the dots, I mean, it kind of happens. So, yeah, I mean, I love this show. I mean, you and I started Chicken Dinner in 2016. I never thought that this show was possible because we were working in different places in different cities. But I want to thank them for putting us together and kind of relighting the flame. I know you had other co-hosts that you like more than me, but I think happy with it. I think this iteration has been good. I know the crew is crushed. I feel for our crew. It's been a lot of fun. You know, a lot of jobs I've had over the years, you go to work and you're like, this sucks. I've never felt that here. Probably because I don't have to see any of you in person. I just sit in my living room. But No, in all seriousness, you know, to Paul, to Jake, to Brian, like you guys have made this so easy for me. And I've only been here, feel like I've had a shorter shelf life than JJ McCarthy at this point. I've been in the league a lot shorter than you guys have at this place, but I've loved every second of it. And, you know, it's been 5 days a week, 15 hours a week. During football, it's 6 days a week. It's not like we wanted this to end, but it's out of our control. And I just want to thank everybody for listening and following and tuning in. And if you want to share your thoughts on social, by all means, let us know. You could tweet at us. You could send us a DM. I got a couple messages the other day from people I know that don't know the news that were saying, I love your guys' show so much. You've made me think about things differently. And those are the people you're going to affect. It's not about the random Monday night, Thursday night football props. It's about process. It's about understanding how bookmakers think. And it's about understanding how to make smarter bets and when to make these bets. And if you've learned that from us, that's awesome. That was always the goal. It was never to pick a 16 parlay and like parade around the street with our winning slips. It was trying to understand how to let the average person think about sports betting in a much smarter way. And I think we've accomplished that.
I don't know about you, but I have not told a lot of people this week. So as the podcast goes out over the next 24 hours, I'll be dealing with we'll be going back in time a few days and dealing with constant messages. But it's not something to brag about, not something anybody is excited to share, but it is good to also know what's coming instead of just kind of poof going away. That's what happens a lot in this business. So we can hang out with you guys over the next couple of months, and we hope it does last that long. But you know, in this business, I'm not saying anything's going to happen or anybody's walking away or anything, but I've just seen it so many times where, okay, an end date is announced and then they're like, and it just becomes, what are we doing here? Let's just cut the cord right now. It's the best for both parties. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I've just seen it happen in the past. So we don't know what's going to happen. And that's why I say, make sure you're following us on social media if you dig our content. We plan on doing something. There is a space for this show for sure. Like, it's not about the ratings. It's not about the podcast downloads. I can tell you that because, Sam, ever since you've come on, like, the growth of it has been startling. Like, we get these reports. Okay, here's where we are from a year ago. Okay, hey, our podcasts, our whatever views, our social stuff. This is up 400%. This is up 250%. Like, that's the level this show has gotten to. And we were hoping it was going to continue. We thought it would, but we don't make these decisions. And, you know, frankly, the people that make these decisions probably never heard the show before. And that's the real world. That's what happens every day in business. So just wanted to pass it along instead of, like, we don't want to make these little side jabs. And we're not jabbing anybody at all. It's just, it's difficult to act like it didn't happen, right? And we're real with you guys on this show. And so if you've noticed, we've been a little bit off, that's why. In fact, Tuesday night at practice, one of my coaches kind of grabbed me and was like, dude, what's going on? I'm like, what? He's like, you're being kind of mean. I was like, oh, my bad. You're right. I'm sorry. I'll explain later. So he was on the small list of, the people that I told this week. But Friday Feels, we put it out there. It's been a rough one, man. Been a rough one, but we're still going to be here doing our job.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had to get up at 6:30 in the morning because I had to go all the way across New York to get to the Odyssey station that didn't have a laptop for me.
And who are you?
Couldn't connect to the board, and the engineer asked me who I was and who do I work for. And you know, the one guy was like, I'm so sorry how this is going down. And I'm like, honestly, man, I don't care. At this point, you just kind of laugh. I'm one to take news pretty positively. We'll talk about more of this stuff. I want to talk about how it ended at Nesson at the end of the show. It's much worse. 6 months.
We've going got to time.
Work. Yeah, 6 months going to work knowing you're going to die. Awesome.
Oh, jeez. Brutal, man. Not always fun. But what is fun? Breaking down this weekend's NFL card. We'll do it with enthusiasm and gusto on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweat's with you. Thanks for hanging out. We are overwhelmed by the messages that are already coming in, so we appreciate all the kind words. Again, this is not going to be a two-month goodbye thing, but it's out there. It is public, and we're already hearing from some people, so just wanted to pass along what the plan is. And again, make sure that you're following us. Stay connected to us on social media if you like this content, because we plan to continue to provide it, especially since we're not going to be here once the football season's still going on, right? And we want to talk about that with you guys and betting those playoff games and all that stuff. So the fun will continue just in some other way. We'll talk to Kelly in Vegas coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. Get her college football plays, survivor plays, a lot of different options. I'm very curious what she is thinking for this weekend in the NFL. Let's begin, Sammy, with the Giants and the Eagles. A 7.5-point spread. The Eagles are a home favorite. Total of 44. We just saw this game a couple of weeks ago. The Giants should have had an impressive win in Denver, but they decided to allow 33 points in the fourth quarter for the Broncos to come back. So bit of a revenge angle. We remember back on Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago, the Giants pulled off the upset, and now they're playing in Philly. The line is more than a touchdown. Just when I look at this game, I think of one thing. Chuck Esposito. He kept going out of his way yesterday, the sportsbook director at Station Casinos, about talking about how much he loves the Eagles in this game, and I totally hear where he's coming from.
I had a feeling he would, because I got to know Chuck pretty well out there. He used to love those undervalued favorites. When the favorite is not getting the love, that was always a time for Chuck Esposito to kind of massage it a little bit, if you know what I'm saying. I think it's very simple. You're either a numbers better or you're a narrative better in this game, at least. Hopefully you're not all narrative betters all the time. But in this specific example, where the Giants go to Philly, the Giants just beat Philly a couple weeks ago and beat them pretty handily, and then the Giants were in total control for three quarters against Denver and lost by a point. So if you're a narrative better, well, the Giants are fun. Dable and Dart, Scataboo. They're scoring a lot of points. They're making me money. If you're a narrative better, you probably like the Giants, because it's a fun team that's been making some money, and now you're catching north of a touchdown. If you're a numbers better, though, Philly was just a 7-point road favorite against the Giants. And here we are a couple weeks later, and Philly at home is a 7.5-point favorite. And understand that this market opened at a lot of books in Vegas at 7. An even 7, minus 110. That did not last. It was like less than a day. We got off the 7 to 7.5. Because even at low limits, there were enough people that were betting at enough places laying the 7 to have the bookmakers go, oh, okay, all right, let's move this to 7.5. Like right away. So the sharpest bets so far this week have been on Philly minus 7. Now, I understand at 7.5, it's a different story, because now you're competing with the hook. And 21-14, you're going to lose. And 35-28, you're going to lose. And 17-10, you're going to lose if you're laying 7.5. But when you see that early move on Monday, when guys are logging into their apps or walking up to windows and laying 7 with the Eagles in this spot, that sort of speaks volumes, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. It certainly does. The big difference that we're seeing right now with this Eagles team is the passing game. The first month, people were chuckling, and I know it was bothering you a bit, laughing about what Jalen Hurts was doing or not doing, but they were winning games. But now if you look over the past few games, that's not what's happening. The deep ball is there. We have guys like Devontae going for 183 this past weekend. A.J. Brown goes for over 100, gets into the end zone a couple of times. He did not practice on Thursday. So this injury report, especially for A.J. Brown, is going to be vital. You're going to want both of those guys, and that could impact the point spread a little bit. Hopefully he's out there. We know Hurts dominates at home. As a starter, he is 28-4 straight up, but are they going to cover that number? Sam, if it doesn't happen for Saquon in this game, when's it going to happen? I know there are issues with the offensive line, but this is the perfect matchup for him. The Giants' defense is dead last, EPA per rush. Like, if it's going to happen this year, this is the spot. And Hurts was also passing on this defense a couple of weeks ago. I think it's a really good spot for the Eagles, whether it's teasers, Survivor, I like them. And in contest, I think I'm going to get there. But I want the 7, obviously, not the 7.5 since I'm on the favorite.
As bad as Barkley's been this year, and maybe bad's not fair because it's still one of the best players in football when healthy, but he's averaging 3.3 yards per carry. And it's just not the guy that we saw last year because he's not healthy. I'll say it for him. He doesn't look healthy. So This year, 44, 58, 30, 43, 46, 60, those are his yard outputs. I felt like this guy was rushing for a bill a game when he was hot last year, if not more. So you see those numbers, and then you look at his prop for this game, and the number's 80.5 at BetMGM. He's only cracked the number one time. So I think it'll be very easy for the stats studiers to go, well, wait, he's only hit this number one time all season. I like the under. And the matchup is very good for him. They're probably going to get ahead. They're facing a rookie quarterback at home where the crowd is going to – can you imagine that Philly crowd breathing down Jackson Dart's neck for four quarters? It's just not a great spot for the Giants. So if the Eagles are able to win and roll, they're going to run the ball. And you would think against – where did Saquon play before the Eagles? Where did he play?
Down the road? Yeah.
You would think that he wants to just tear them up. Now, just because you want to doesn't mean you're going to, but there are a lot of factors working in favor of Saquon Barkley and in favor of the world champions who are only laying 7.5 at home to a rookie quarterback when they were a 7.5-point favorite at this team 2 weeks ago.
Exactly. Exactly. Are you on the Eagles?
What do you think?
Let's go.
Friday Fields?
Show bet.
Eagles?
Show bet. Yes. Green. Green backgrounds, we're in. All right, let's keep things moving. I know you like this game. You've got the Houston Texans, a 2-point home favorite against the San Francisco 49ers. Total, 41 in the hook. What's the angle?
Just love their defense and don't trust Houston's offense. We also, as is often the case this year, I'm looking at my fantasy lineup and saying, oh, these guys are all hurt again. I'm seeing Nico Collins questionable right now. And, of course, that's something that you could easily find out if you just look at an injury report. But I just pull up my fantasy team and see that Nico Collins is projected for no points and think, oh, again. So you've got an offensive line that's horrible with a quarterback who has regressed. His best receiver probably doesn't play again. And you're taking on a team that's just extremely well coached and keeps finding ways to win. Now, when you look at this total, understand the sharpest move has come under, which makes sense, between San Fran and Houston. This total was 43 on the open, and now we're like 41, 41.5. That makes sense for sure. Probably going to be Mac Jones for San Francisco, but Mac Jones has been winning football games. So I like San Fran. I do think they win outright. I love them in a teaser. You go from 2-8 or 1.5 to 7.5, that's probably a winning leg for a teaser.
Speaking of liking the defense, that's how I feel about Houston. Like that, but you're right about the offense, certainly having their struggles. Here's my concern with San Francisco. You have a top-notch defense in the Texans. Everybody knows where it's going through. Once again, CMC had another game. We had 30 touches. It's a weekly occurrence. 30 touches, he's going to get his, right? And that's what happened last week against Atlanta. Texans are at a different level. And they're at home. That's obviously something that you can trust. EPA per play, Texans defense, number one in football. 49ers defense, Robert Saleh has done a phenomenal job. My concern is it's like the replacement quarterback with San Francisco. They rallied around Warner for a week. They've been dealing without Bosa for a little while now, but now you're also without Warner. Did a good job last week. That's the first time we've seen it, missing both of those dudes. Very good job. But you were at home, and it was against the Atlanta Falcons, a team that just goes up, down, up. That's what they do for a living. Now you've got to go on the road and face a great defense. You know, now are things starting to settle in? They had a couple more injuries in that game. That's my concern. Not that I'm scared of this Texans offense in any way, but I don't know that that 49ers defense is going to play to the level that they did last week. I'm on Houston or nothing, but I'm not sure if they're going to end up making my card. That is to be determined. There are definitely a few other games that I like more, but you know, my thought process is the replacement quarterback, kind of comparing it there. I want to see this Niners defense do it again without Warner before I'm willing to believe all the way.
Understand. We'll be heads up on this one. I hope we're locked in on the next one, Buffalo and Carolina. I've been saying all week, I'm waiting for Buffalo to blow somebody out and sort of shut these people up that think that they're not legit and one of the better teams. And ironically enough, maybe I'm being narrative guy now after making fun of narrative guy two games ago with Philly and the Giants. Buffalo's just so much better. So much better. And I understand the Carolina running game has been efficient, to say the least, with Dowdle and with Hubbard. It's a very good running attack. But if Buffalo is able to set the pace in this game and put Andy Dalton behind the eight ball, what's the final score? You know, we had this spot last week when Philly went into Minnesota and everybody was betting Minnesota. And the number was a lot smaller. It was like 1.5, 2, 2.5. This number is much bigger at 7, 7.5. But this is a Super Bowl contender against a 500 team. And this Super Bowl contender is off the bye, stewing, ready to come back and play, ready to get healthy, ready to put some wins together. I think Buffalo is in a great spot here. I think they named the score.
Dowdle Moon. His props, 49.5. Are you kidding me? Dowdle's the better back right now. And he actually got more work last week when Hubbard did return. You have an easy matchup. The Bills rush defense, nothing to speak of. Yeah, I could see it both being right, where the Bills cover easily and Dowdle just performs. 49.5 plus 155 for an anytime touchdown for Dowdle. That's what I'm going to be doing in this game. It is Bills or nothing, though. I am not taking Carolina with Andy Dalton. No, thank you. Against this Bills team coming off their struggles in the bye. Nope, not doing that. Joe O, Sammy P, Kelly in Vegas is next. We'll continue later with the NFL card. This is Bets West.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.